Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, guys, I say drill, please identify yourselves, and there's mics on the side. So, questions for Joanna, please. Okay, up there.
Hi, I'm Joanna from South China Morning Post. I'd like to find out what do you think of the performance of your new signings, Carvalho and Nunes, tonight?
They were good. They were really good, but I don't think it makes too much sense to talk about the football game but about individual players, to be honest, because I thought, I'm not sure exactly, but 32 players roundabout we used tonight, and I liked all of them. What they did, to be honest, they looked really like proper football. Counter pressing was extremely obvious, which is very important for us. And we're still really early. I know we don't have long time. We're only 2 weeks until we face Man City, so we should not waste time. But we are only a week together now, and then. Different circumstances, so not at our training ground or somewhere in Europe where we are used to the circumstances. No, we are here. We try to squeeze every minute out for training and these kind of things. So, apart from Oxley getting injured, muscle, hamstring, we will see how bad it is. The rest was absolutely top class.
Yeah, up there.
Behind, what were some positives that you got from today's session today on the field?
The way we played football, so we played, if you didn't see it and just read about the result, we played a good game against United, but we lost 4-0 because we made mistakes in a completely wrong moments. In football, mistakes obviously more likely lead to goals or at least to chances. But it depends to where you make the mistakes, and then you can still sort it with probably defending. The mistakes we made against United, they were not to sort anymore because we were open in this moment. So we were much more compact today. We still played really good football, but we did against United as well. We scored twice, but we didn't do. So it was a clear step in the right direction, and that makes me really happy. How I said, it's our second game, and we have to work a lot in the next 4 weeks, I would say, especially to prepare the rest of the season. And I know in our Premier League games, but anyway, we have to use the time because from mid-September on, we will not have time to train anymore because we just played in every 3 days, and that's why it's so important that we get through these kind of things. That some players had 45 minutes was right for them, part of 30 minutes, they might have been able to play a little bit longer as well. But I really wanted to give the young boys opportunity as well to play in this incredible atmosphere because they do everything with us. They are constantly with us, and then in a moment like this where it's really enjoyable to play football, we would leave them out. I didn't want to have that. That's why they came on so far. So okay.
Hi, Jürgen. Alex was clearly upset when he came off because he looked sharp, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's obviously worked that hard to get himself in a position to try and mount a challenge for a place after a frustrating end to last season.
Yeah, of course, it's very disappointing for him, for us, because Oxley was really trained all the time, really well since the preseason started. But it happened. Obviously, with Ox in the past, when it gets more intense. something can happen. Now this is just a muscle thing, and that's okay. We had worse situations, and so I'm okay with it. I don't know exactly how long it will take, but he will be back then, and then it's all fine. And then he obviously is a top class player. He can help us.
In terms of Jota and Alisson, do you know what time scale you're looking at for those two?
Not exactly. Ali, I think, has a chance for City, Jota or not.
And what's Alisson's problem? What's he done?
Yeah. If it's a muscle, abdominal, slightly. It's nothing serious, but we prepare a full season. We can train, but just not like a goalie. He should not play at the moment. Not normal goalie training, but he has a pre-season, so he doesn't lose time. But these kind of things happen. The boys have to travel a lot, and then you do train, and you never know exactly, and it's only little things, nothing serious. But we have to be careful, because the rest of the season is much longer than the start.
Just finally, when you go back to Merseyside, do you think Calvin Ramsey and Quivin Kelleher will be in a position to rejoin the group, or will they need more time, do you think?
No. They will join the group, of course. Of course, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
If they join the group after we come back?
Yeah.
Oh, time frame, I don't know exactly. But okay. They will join the group, but when, I don't know.
Hey, Marcus here from One Football. Can you talk about whether the World Cup in December, how does that affect how you approach your pre-season?
Actually, not with our pre-season, it's always the basis for the rest of the season. This time we have the first part of the season that's interrupted. So but if you would have asked me 3 years ago if I can expect something like that, okay, with the World Cup it was clear, but we are already kind of used to it because the pandemic, we had breaks and we started again, so it's not completely new to us anymore. And when these players have a time off, for example, the few who are not at the World Cup, they never have really a time off. They have always a training schedule to fulfill, so they don't lose a lot in this periods, which is very important for us. That's why we can give them at least as long as somehow possible time off with family and holiday and stuff like this, what they just need. And that's it. So apart from that, the World Cup is for all top teams in world football pretty much the same, especially in England the same, because we play immediately. If you are in the final or if you play for third place, then you play a week later. Forgot, unfortunately, not the opponent because it's long, but we play a week later football again, and then you play 26th, 31st, 2nd and stuff like this. So obviously, the guys in the Premier League like the spectacle. So, I say not often enough. Well, nobody really cares about the players in these moments, but it's how it is. So.
Before we let you go, Jürgen, you've been here a couple of days, Liverpool FC. How do you find the facilities, both in training and the stadium?
Top class. Everything was top class from start to finish. Thank you very much. Singapore was absolutely outstanding. Even the coaches found a pedal place where we could a little bit of destruction, which is absolutely great. And top view. The welcome was outstanding. The city looks, the things I saw look beautiful. It looks like a place you can have a good life. So that's good. Obviously, we don't see everything, or not a lot even. But the first impression was absolutely outstanding, and it will not be the last time that I come here. If it would be closer, I would be more often here, but 14 hours flight is, I would say, not around the corner. So, but really, thank you for everything. It was top.
Right, thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.